Hello, folks. My name's Casey. I host the Urology Care podcast. And on today's episode, I sat down with Dr. Brian Stork, who is a urologist out of Muskegon, Michigan. Dr. Stork volunteers for us at the Urology Care Foundation. He helps us create reliable patient education resources, supported when applicable by American Urological Association practice guidelines. We really pride ourselves on vetting our education materials so they are among the most reliable available anywhere. We cover all different types of urology conditions, tests, procedures, etc. There's so many resources available from the Urology Care Foundation that Dr. Brian Stork wanted to sit down with me and talk all about how these resources are developed and where patients can find them. So I think you're going to enjoy today's episode, and let's jump into it right now. Welcome back to the Urology Care Podcast. My guest today is Dr. Brian Stork. We're here in the AUA, the American Urological Association headquarters, just outside of Baltimore, Maryland. And Dr. Stork, what brought you into the office today?
Well, Casey, it's great to be here. Great to be in the Baltimore area. I'm from Michigan, or practice in Michigan, with three other partners, practice general urology. But one of the things I look forward to most every year is a meeting where we meet to discuss the Urology Care Foundation and all of the great things the Urology Care does.
Yeah, and to clear it up, the Urology Care Foundation is a part of the American Urological Association. We're the official foundation. That's why we're here at the AUA headquarters. We share a headquarters with the AUA.
Yep, thank you for clarifying, because I think it can be slightly confusing for listeners and for patients, that the American Urologic Association and the Urology Care Foundation really work hand in hand, but they're different entities.
And I know that you're a big time user of our materials, specifically, we'll start with urologyhealth.org.
Yeah, urologyhealth.org is a fantastic resource. We use it in our office to look at and distribute patient information materials, but it covers a huge variety of topics. And one of the wonderful things about the materials is that they've all been vetted by physicians. There's just so much misleading, sometimes incorrect, oftentimes bad information on the internet, that it's hard even as a physician with all of the choices out there to know where to send people. And I just feel like when I send people to Urology Health .org, that they're getting trusted information, and sometimes it's written by colleagues that are smarter or more experienced than I am in a specific area of urology. So it's a great resource for patients and actually for physicians.
What resource do you use the most, do you think, just off the top of your head?
Yeah, so aside from the website, which again we use just to distribute patient information, one of the other exciting things that we have in our lobby is the magazine that the Urology Health puts out, called the Urology Health Extra. And it's really a super well-written magazine. And in fact, one of the reasons I'm here today is just to work on some of the editorial content. It covers a wide range of topics in urology.
Yeah, it's really important that we get feedback from the actual providers on what our materials should be about. That's a perfect example. We brought Dr. Stork in along with some of his colleagues, and we just hashed out what should appear in Urology Health Extra. And they, of course, help us make sure that everything is medically accurate. So that's a huge aspect. And we thank Dr. Stork, obviously, for helping us to make that happen.
Well, and as a provider, it's really based on our experience with patients. So all we're here today doing is really representing patients and sort of letting the foundation know what we think they need. Mm-hmm. And certainly, I don't know if your podcast has comments, but if you're listening to the podcast, and
sure,
if it has comments.
Oh, yeah. You can reach us at communications@auanet.org if you have any feedback at any time for what we do here.
Yeah, because this isn't a closed committee, say. We really appreciate urology patient feedback. And if there's a burning question that you have, or an item that you think we should be talking about on the podcast here, mm-hmm, or featuring in the magazine or on the website, we want to hear about it.
Yeah. And so you have a copy of Urology Health Extra with you right now. We just by chance happen to have diabetes and its impact on your urinary and sexual health. So just if we go through it, there's a great feature story in this particular issue about what patients should know about diabetes and how it impacts both your urinary health and your sexual health. And so you obviously start out with a great feature story, and that's one of the better parts of this magazine, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. It's you know, written in a very easy to read format. Mm-hmm. It's really broken down into paragraphs. It's not like you're reading a novel or anything like that. It's got great graphics. I really couldn't be prouder of the publication, and I'm not the one actually doing the publishing. So.
Well, this particular story seems to have covered everything about diabetes, from which we know is obviously affects a large portion, a growing portion of the United States population and world population for that matter. But this particular one covers a lot about what you should know about how diabetes affects your kidneys, lifestyle factors that might impact your chances of getting diabetes, or how to live life more healthy if you have diabetes. And it looks like we even have some information about exciting new research that might be on the horizon in diabetes. And that's the kind of information you're going to get from this quarterly publication. It's called Urology Health Extra. If you haven't seen it yet, urologyhealth.org, click on Patient Magazine. It's right there on the top bar, and you'll get all the stories there.
Well, and that's, you know, arguably one of the best things about it is that it's free. And so a lot of times if you're in your physician's waiting room and they don't have the magazine, we strongly encourage you to let them know that it exists because it's a great resource, not only for urology patients, but also for patients with primary care problems. Mm-hmm. As Casey was saying, this article about diabetes, a lot of patients have diabetes, but they don't realize the harsh impact it has on the kidneys, or how maybe their sexual dysfunction might be related to the underlying diabetes, or how they might be urinating really frequently because their blood sugars are high.
So it's important that we try and get our voice out there as a part of the American Urological Association, making sure that everyone knows that our patient education materials, such as Urology Health Extra, are thoroughly vetted by these healthcare providers that are members of the AUA.
The other thing I like this about this magazine is that, you know, sometimes you don't want to read a long article. Sometimes you just want numbers, and there's sections in here that have great infographics on it about a number of urologic conditions. This magazine, for example, features stress urinary incontinence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's important for people to know that 1 in 3 women at some point in their lives will suffer some degree of urinary incontinence.
Yeah, and I just know it's easier for me as, you know, if I'm reading any magazine, really. It doesn't have to be Urology Health Extra, but I just like a lot of pictures. I'm not huge sometimes on, kind of depending what mood I'm in, to read a ton of text. And it seems like this particular publication really does a great job of having a lot of graphics and having a lot of big numbers and not so much just extreme amount of text, which I think is really helpful for me just as a patient that when I'm trying to learn something, I generally do, I guess it's because I'm a visual learner, I like to see pictures that explain what I'm reading. And Urology Health Extra just seems to have a lot of that.
Yeah, and I know a lot of patients that just hold on to these magazines because if you're in a urology office, you may have more than one condition. You know, some of these conditions go together a little bit, like mm-hmm. enlarged prostate or erectile dysfunction. They just hold on to the magazine. If they have some mild erectile dysfunction in the beginning, they may have more down the road, and they can look back at the old magazines.
And on our website, we also have a lot of videos, which is another way people like to learn and take in information. Have you ever had a chance to use some of those?
Yeah, you know, it seems like people really have individual differences in how they like to consume information, and I've found that videos really work better in our younger and our older mm-hmm. population where I live. So they're great videos, again, by experts in the specific field in which they're being interviewed.
If you head on to our website, urologyhealth.org, there's a good section of the website I want to touch on right now. It's called the Urologic Conditions section. And this is where we list over 120 some odd conditions and tests and procedures related to urology. It's almost a glossary or an encyclopedia of urology. And all of that, all of those articles are also reviewed by our medical doctors here, and that's another tremendous asset.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you, when I have residents training with me and they're trying to learn the craft of urology and learn how to talk to patients, a lot of times I'll direct them to this website and have them take a look at it and just say, you know, you may want to speak to your patient in a manner similar to the way it's presented on this website.
The other part of our website is that I wanted to touch on right now is the educational materials section. Now, that's up there on the top of the navigation bar, and that's going to go ahead and give you opportunities to download fact sheets, infographics, posters. They're in PDF format. You download them. You can just print them off right there, right? Wouldn't you say, Dr. Stork? And maybe just hand them out to patients who are interested in that condition at that time?
Oh, absolutely. Or you can go home and print them off as well.
Yeah, you can. Obviously, you can print off both of that urologic conditions section, which is like the encyclopedia section. You can print off that. We have printable versions of every article, which is great. And then also, there's the educational materials section where you can download the PDFs, which have more graphics, so better for maybe visual learners, and you can print those off and hand them out as well. Those are two really great parts of that urologyhealth.org website.
And what I learned today that I think is kind of interesting is that the content in the magazine in general is different than the content on the blog on the website.
Yeah, absolutely. So, CareBlog, urologyhealth.org/CareBlog.
Yeah. And I think it's really amazing, as I flew in here today and learned more about the Urology Care Foundation, just how much patient-centered material they're developing here on so many different platforms. You would think that all of it would be recycled and repeated, but I was really pleased that that's not the case.
There's so much, as you know, to learn about when it comes to urology.
Yeah, and it's a changing field. All of the specialties are always changing.
And also the Living Healthy section of our website, along with inside the Urology Health Extra magazine, which we talked about earlier, there's tons of great recipes, tons of great exercise tips. Those are all found in Urology Health Extra. They're also going to go ahead and be on the urologyhealth.org website under the Living Healthy section, which is great. You can find them both in that print aspect if you're a print kind of person, or you can find them on our website, you know, under the Living Healthy section.
You know, as a male, as I've gotten older, this attention to your own health, diet, exercise has just seemingly become so much more important than when I was a younger man. And they have really good, easy-to-make recipes in the magazine. I haven't looked so much online, but I guess just because I prefer to look at the magazine because it's so colorful.
Yeah.
Really what we're trying to do here as urologists, as professional physicians who specialize in the organ systems and diseases of urology is we want our patients to get the very best educational materials possible. And we want them to get it in a variety of different ways that speak to them. So if you're a visual learner, we want you to have videos to look at. We want to be on Instagram, maybe Pinterest.
Sure.
If you're like me and you just kind of maybe do a little better reading text, we have the blog. We have, you know, articles in the magazine and that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. You're going to find the foundation on all of those avenues. So definitely at Urology Care FDN, Twitter, Instagram. We're on Facebook, Urology Care Foundation. Dr. Stork, is there anything else you want to say before we wrap up here?
No, it's been a real pleasure to be here today, and I'm just so passionate about the mission of the Urology Care Foundation. I think that patients are really benefiting from these materials, and I really hope physicians and patients take advantage.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Urology Care Foundation, the official foundation of the American Urological Association.